نعم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى: وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. فالله عز وجل ما خلق البشر عبثا، ولا تركهم هملا، لا يعبدون الله.
بسم الله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. الشيخ الشيخ حفظ الله، he began with the introduction with خطبة الحاجة, and then he said, as for what follows, indeed the best of speech is that of the speech of Allah, and the best of guidance is that of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the worst of affairs is newly invented ones, and every newly invented matter is an innovation, and every innovation is a misguidance, and every misguidance is in the hellfire, as for what follows. He mentioned the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have not created the jinn kind and the human kind except that they worship me. He mentioned that we see here that Allah, he did not create the human being in jest, nor did he create them and leave them just so.
لذلك رب العزة والجلال أرسل الرسل عليهم الصلاة والسلام وأنزل عليهم الكتب ليبين لهم كيف يعبدون الله.
And for this reason Allah Azza wa Jal, he sent the messengers, and he sent down to the messengers the books in order to teach the people how to worship Allah.
هناك أمور اختصت بها المخلوقات عن الإنسان والجان, عن الإنس والجان, وهي أنها تعبد الله عز وجل بالتسخير, كل له قانتون, وإن من شيء إلا يسبح بحمده ولكن لا تفقهون تسبيحهم.
He mentioned that, and there are all of the creation aside from the human being and the jinn kind, they are different, and they have a special rule and a particular rule different and contrary to that of the human being and the jinn. And that is that they all worship Allah. All of the creation, aside from the human being and the jinn kind, they worship Allah by the way that Allah has created them. And Allah has them worshiping Him. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, everything and all of the creation is in His obedience, constant obedience. And He also mentioned, and there is nothing that exists except that it is praising Allah, yet you do not understand its praise.
وهذه المخلوقات ومنها الحيوانات البهائم تعبد الله عز وجل وليس عندها التكليف الموجود عند الجن والإنس ليس عندها أوامر ونواهي يتعلمها الحيوانات ويدرسونها وإنما هم مسخرون يعبدون الله كما يشاء الله سبحانه وتعالى فهذه الحيوانات يوم القيامة يحاسبون فقط على المظالم يعني يحاسب الحيوان مع الحيوان إذا ظلم الظالم يقتص منه يوم القيامة حتى من العنز من الـ 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 الأسد من الحيوانات أي حيوان آذى الآخر بغير حق بغير فطرة الله التي فطر تلك المخلوقات عليها هذه يقتص يوم القيامة بينها ثم يقول الله لها كونوا ترابا كل هذه تصبح ترابا لا تدخل الجنة ولا تدخل النار من الذي هو مكلف الإنس والجن
He mentioned that everything is worshipping Allah, as we mentioned, being that Allah has, it naturally worships Allah. It naturally worships Allah and it does not have what the human being and the jinn kind have of being commanded and prohibited by Allah in a way that they need to learn and have a set of rules and laws that come to them from Allah that they live by and learn. And research and so forth. These things, they worship Allah naturally. And they are not burdened by Allah to follow particular laws that they need to learn. So these creation, these animals and so forth, on the day of resurrection, the only thing that they will be judged regarding is their oppressions. If one animal oppressed another or transgressed against another, this is what they will be judged based on. And each that was oppressed will be given their revenge or taken back their what they were oppressed in. And then, you know, the sheep or the lion or anything, all of these animals, when they transgress against one another, that is what they will be judged about on the day of resurrection. After this judgment, they will not enter any paradise, they will not enter any hellfire, rather Allah will say to it, turn into dirt, into dust, and it will return to being dust.
هل رأيتم كلبا يقرأ الكتب ويدرس?
Have you ever seen a dog, for example, reading books and researching in books?
هل رأيتم أسدا يتعلم العلم?
Have you ever seen a lion, for example, learning knowledge?
هل هناك رسول من الحيوانات?
Is there a messenger from amongst the animals?
لا يوجد.
There is no such thing.
إنما هي مفطورة على الأكل والشرب والحياة التي خلقها الله لها.
Rather, these things, they are on the natural disposition of daily life which Allah created them upon.
فالله سبحانه وتعالى خلق الإنس والجن لعبادته ولتحمل الأمانة والتكليف.
So Allah Azza wa Jal, He has created the humankind and the jinn kind so that they may bear the entrustment and that they may be burdened by a set of laws.
حمل الأمانة الذي هو هذا الدين.
And what is meant by the entrustment, they are to carry and bear the entrustment of this religion.
تعلم ماذا يريد الله سبحانه وتعالى والعمل بما يريده الله.
And that is to learn what Allah desires from them and then to implement what Allah desires from them.
فهذا شرف العلم.
And this is the virtue of knowledge.
الإنس يتميزون عن الجن بأن الأنبياء والرسل كلهم من الإنس.
And the humankind, they are differentiated by the jinn, and they have an advantage over the jinn that all of the messengers, they were from amongst mankind.
وهي الأمانة التي في قول الله تعالى إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقنا منها وحملها الإنسان الذي هو جنس الإنسان وأولهم آدم عليه السلام إنه كان ظلوما جهولا.
And what we mean by the entrustment is the meaning of the statement of Allah. Indeed, we offered this entrustment to the heavens and the earths and the mountains, and they refused to bear this entrustment, and they were afraid of taking it. And the human being is the one who chose to accept this entrustment. The human being, meaning the human race, starting with their father Adam alayhi salam. And then Allah said, indeed, the human being is ever oppressive and ignorant.
وهذا العلم الذي علمه الله للأنبياء والمرسلين ليعلموه للإنس والجن هو علم التوحيد وعلم العبادة.
And this knowledge which Allah taught the prophets and the messengers and in order for them to teach the rest of the people and teach the human being is the knowledge of the tawheed of Allah and the worship of Allah.
فالذي علم ما يريده الله من الإنس والجن وعمل بهذا العلم حصلت له نتائج وفوائد ويسعد في الدنيا والآخرة من عدة وجوه.
So this individual that learns, what it is Allah desires from them and learns this knowledge and then implements it, this individual will reap benefits which are very numerous and have very good results, and that he will mention.
وارتفع عن رتبة الحيوان.
And by doing so, this individual will also be raised up from the level of animals. They will be have a virtue over them.
من وجوه الوجه الأول أنه فعل وعمل ما أراده الله رب العزة والجلال الخالق لهذا الكون.
And they will be differentiated from the animals from a number of angles. The first is that this individual has learned and implemented what it is Allah desires from them, the Lord of this universe, this creation.
ثانيا أنه تحصل له محبة الله عز وجل فيحبه الله.
And the second is that by doing so, they will attain the love of Allah, and Allah will then begin to love this person.
فمن أحبه الله سعيدا.
And whoever Allah loves, he is the happy one.
ثالثا أنه ارتفع عن رتبة الحيوان وأصبحت له منزلته التي أرادها الله له.
And thirdly, the third benefit is that this individual will rise from above the common animal, and they will be in the status and in the level that Allah desires for them.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى ذكر عن الكفار الذين لا يؤمنون بالله ولا باليوم الآخر كما أراد الله أنهم كالأنعام أولئك كالأنعام يعني أنهم لم يتعلموا الأمر والنهي ولم يعملوا به بل هم أضل. لماذا بل هم أضل؟ نعم.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى mentioned the state of the non-Muslims who do not believe in Allah and the last day as Allah has chosen, that he described them that they are like animals. In fact, they are even more astray. Why is this?
هما سؤالان. لماذا جعل الله الكفار كالأنعام؟ هذا السؤال الأول.
There are two questions. The first question, why is it that Allah has made the non-Muslims just like the common animal, just like animals?
والسؤال الثاني, لماذا قال الله بل هم أضل؟
The second question is, why did Allah then say, rather they are more misguided and more astray?
جعلهم الله عز وجل كالحيوانات لأنهم لم يتعلموا دين الله ولم يعملوا به.
Allah made them equivalent to animals. That is because they did not learn the religion of Allah and they did not implement it either.
فالحيوانات لا تتعلم.
Because animals, they don't learn.
لا تقرأ. لا تكتب.
They don't read. They don't write.
لا تدرس.
They do not teach.
إنما يأكلون ويتمتعون.
They only eat and seek their pleasure.
لماذا هم أضل؟
Why are they even more
الحيوانات؟
misguided and more unconscious than the animal?
لأن الحيوانات تسبح الله.
Because the animals, they are constantly praising Allah.
الكافر لا يسبح الله.
As for the non-Muslim, the disbeliever, they do not praise Allah.
الحيوان لا يشرك بالله.
The animal does not commit polytheism.
الكافر مشرك بالله.
As for the non-Muslim, they associate partners unto Allah.
فلذلك هو أضل من الحيوان.
For this reason, the non-Muslim is more astray than the animal.
فالعاقل الذي ميزه الله سبحانه وتعالى بالعقل الرجيح يعرف لماذا خلق ويعمل لأجل ما خلق.
So the individual who is intelligent and has an intelligent mind, they will know why it is they were created and they will work to fulfill that purpose.
فمن كان عاقلا نجا.
So whoever is intelligent, they will be successful.
من هو العاقل؟
Who is the intelligent one?
لماذا سمي العقل عقلا؟
Why is the عقل, the intellect, named in the Arabic language as a عقل? Why is it called that?
العقل هو من مثل الحبل إذا ربط.
The aql, the intellect in the Arabic language, it is derived from the root word of if you take a rope and you tie it. This is the origin of that word.
فأنت لما تريد أن تمسك الحيوان تربطه حتى لا يهرب.
So when you want to keep captivate an animal, you tie it down so that it doesn't get away.
لأنه إذا هرب ما يعرف المصلحة.
Because if the animal runs away, it doesn't know where to find its own benefit, to reap its own benefit. Because it could do good or bad. But when you tie the animal down, you make the animal only do good. You only use the animal for what is beneficial.
فالإنسان عنده مخ.
So the human being has brains.
والحيوان عنده مخ.
And the animal likewise has brains.
لكن عقلك تعرف ما ينفعك وما يضرك.
But your intellect, you know now what will benefit you and what will harm you.
فتفعل ما ينفعك وتترك ما يضرك.
Hence, you do what will benefit you and you abstain from what will harm you.
فالذي يمتنع ويعقل نفسه عن الشر ويحبسها عن فعل ما حرمه الله هو العاقل.
So the one who ties themselves down and holds themselves captive to only do good, this is the one who has
يعقله عن فعل الشر.
This is the one who this will individual who has this ability, it will keep them and to abstain from evil.
في اللغة العربية العقل أيضا اسمه حجر. حجر.
And in the Arabic language, the عقل, the intellect, is also called a حجر.
لأنه أيضا يحجر صاحبه عن الشر.
And a حجر is a barrier, and it is called that because it stands as a barrier between an individual, meaning the intellect, stands as a barrier between an individual and bad and evil and harm.
إذن العاقل هو الذي يعقل نفسه عما حرمه الله عز وجل.
Hence we see that the person of true عقل, of true intellect, they are the one who withhold themselves from indulging in what Allah has prohibited.
إذن العاقل الذي يفعل المعروف ويترك المنكر هذا هو السعيد.
Then, hence we see that the one who is the true intellectual who does good and refrains from evil, this is the true happy one, the one of true happiness.
إذن هذا هو العقل الرشيد الذي يأمرك بالخير وينهاك عن الشر. ليس المراد العقل الذي يعرف المسائل الرياضيات أو التي في أمور الدنيا التي يشترك فيها المسلم والكافر. المراد بالعقل العقل النافع الذي يمنعك من دخول النار.
So this is the definition of the true intellect. The true enlightened intellect, it is that which stops an individual from doing evil and encourages an individual to do good. The true intellect is not the individual who is good with mathematics or is very good at learning different things. This is the true intellect.
ما الفائدة إذا كان الإنسان عنده علم في الدنيا في الصناعة في التجارة في الرياضيات في الكيمياء في الفيزياء وهو يعبد بقرة أو يعبد حجرا أو يعبد ميتا ولا يعبد الله الحي الذي لا يموت.
What is the benefit of an individual who has a strong mind which he learns physics and mathematics and manufacturing and all of these different things, but at the same time they worship a stone or they worship a cow or they worship other than Allah and they do not worship Allah Azza wa Jal.
لذلك فالله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يذكر عن الكفار وعن المنافقين أنهم لا يعلمون ولا يعقلون.
For this reason Allah mentioned in the Quran regarding the non-Muslims, the disbelievers, and mentioning regarding the hypocrites that they do not know and that they do not have this act of عقل to analyze something intellectually.
حتى المسلم العاصي المسلم يعصي الله يعني مبتلى ولا بد أن يسارع بالتوبة إذا أذنب.
Even the Muslim who is disobedient, if the Muslim disobeys Allah, they need to rush to repent to Allah.
إنما التوبة على الله للذين يعملون السوء بجهالة ثم يتوبون من قريب.
As Allah mentioned, indeed Allah only accepts the repentance of those who commit evil and then they repent soon after.
فالإنسان
and they commit those acts of evil from ignorance and then repent soon after.
فالمسلم العاقل لما يعصي الله إنما يعصي وقت جهل قدر الأمر الذي يفعله بسبب القليل من الجهل حاصل له.
So the Muslim, even the Muslim when they disobey Allah, when they disobey Allah based on how much and how severe the disobedience was, they are in a state of ignorance when they are disobeying Allah.
ويضعف عقله.
And when they do so, their intellect weakens. when they disobey Allah.
فلا يفكر في عاقبة المعاصي والذنوب وقت المعصية.
So when they are committing the act, they do not think of the repercussions of these disobediences and these sins.
والعقل موطنه في القلب.
And the عقل, the intellect, its place is in the heart. That's where it is.
ومرتبط بالمخ.
And it functions in tie with the brain.
في ارتباط. يعني ليس العقل هنا. إنما العقل في القلب ومرتبط بماذا؟ بالدماغ.
The intellect is not in the person's brain. The intellect is in the heart, but it works in tandem with the brain.
والإيمان أصله في القلب ويظهر وأثره على الجوارح.
And iman, faith, its origin, its essential being is in the heart. And then it shows itself and manifests itself on the individual's actions and body.
لذلك يقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن.
For this reason, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned in a narration that the fornicator, when they fornicate, they are not a believer at that same time when they are fornicating.
لأن الإيمان الواجب يمنع صاحبه من الزنا.
Because the obligatory iman, what you are obligated to believe in, it will, its nature is to prevent an individual from fornicating.
لكن وقت فعل المعصية أين ذهب إيمانه؟ ضعف إيمانه.
But when the individual commits an act of disobedience, what happened to this person's iman? It became weak.
وضعف عقله.
And at the same time, their intellect weakened as well.
وذهب العلم النافع. وضعف العلم النافع.
And as well, the beneficial knowledge that this person has, it was also weakened.
وأصاب الإنسان شيء من الجهل.
And the individual at that time is hence afflicted with a bit of ignorance.
كذلك إذا سرق.
The same thing goes when a person steals.
كذلك إذا شرب الخمر.
Same thing when a person drinks alcohol.
وكذلك في كل معصية.
And this is the same thing, it goes for every disobedience.
لذلك الإنسان إذا أراد أن يقدم على المعصية فلا يفكر في هذه المعصية بل يفكر في من يعصي.
For this reason, if the individual feels a desire to indulge in the disobedience of Allah, they need to not think about the disobedience, rather their attention needs to be directed to the one they are disobeying.
وليفكر أن العقل النافع والعلم النافع يمنع من هذا المنكر.
And the individual needs to keep in mind and think at that moment that beneficial knowledge and a beneficial intellect, its nature is to prevent a person from committing this evil.
وأنه ليس حيوان. الله شرفه عن الحيوانات التي لا تؤمر ولا تنهى.
And they need to keep in mind that this person is not like equivalent to animals. Allah has given this individual and given the human being virtue over animals.
كذلك يخاف أن يعاقبه الله على هذا الذنب.
Likewise, the individual needs to be afraid that Allah will hold them to account and punish them for this act.
فإن الله عاقب أقواما عصوه بالخس.
Because Allah, before He has punished a people who have disobeyed Him with causing the earth to swallow them.
بل مسخ بعضهم قردة وخنازير.
And as a matter of fact, some of them He turned them into pigs and monkeys as a punishment.
وفي هذه الأمة ذكر الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام.
And in this nation, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned
أن أقواما من المسلمين
that a group of the Muslims from amongst the Muslims
يشربون الخمر
they will drink alcohol
ويلبسون الحرير
they will wear silk
ويفعلون الزنا
they will commit acts of fornication
وماذا قلنا يعني يسمعون الغناء
المعازف
قلناها
لا
ليس الحرى والحريرة والخمرة والمعازف
And they will also engage الموسيقى. In listening to music.
يفعلون هذه المعاصي فيحصل لهم خس.
So they will indulge in these sins and Allah will punish them by causing the earth to swallow them.
يعني يكون الإنسان قائم على الأرض هكذا فإذا هو يسقط في حفرة في الأرض.
So what this means, the earth to swallow them, al-khasf, is that an individual be standing on the earth and next thing they know, they are falling inside of it.
ويقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم سيكون في هذه الأمة مسخ وقذف وخسف.
And the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that in this ummah there will be different types of punishment such as masakh being turned into something else and
قذف يعني حجارة من السماء
and rocks raining upon some of them and خسف some of them being swallowed by the earth as a punishment.
الله سبحانه وتعالى لما قال لبني إسرائيل اليهود لا تصطادوا السمك يوم السبت.
Allah, when He mentioned to the Jews, He commanded them, do not hunt and do not fish on the Sabbath.
فتحايلوا ونصبوا الشباك يوم الجمعة وأخذوا السمك يوم الأحد.
So they tried to become technical and they put their nets out on Friday night and then they collected their hunt on Sunday morning.
فأصبحوا هذه أصحاب هذه القرية الذين اعتدوا في السبت قد مسخ الله بعضهم قردة وبعضهم خنازير.
So what was the result? That some of the people of this village, Allah punished them and He did so by turning some of them into monkeys and turning others into swine.
وقد مسخ الله عز وجل طائفتين من هؤلاء الذين اعتدوا في السبت.
And Allah, He changed the form of two groups of people in this, from this village, from those who transgressed on the Sabbath.
الفرقة الأولى الذين كانوا يصطادون.
The first group of people that He changed their form, that He deformed them, were the ones who were doing the fishing.
والصنف الثاني الذين كانوا لا ينهونهم عن المنكر وكانوا يسكتون ويخالطونهم ويجالسونهم.
And the second group of people that He punished by mutilating them, changing their form, were the ones who did not prohibit them from this evil. And they did not speak out against it, and they used to sit with them and hang out with them and so forth.
وربما والله أعلم أن يكون هؤلاء الذين كانوا يصطادون يوم السبت الذين مسخهم الله قردة.
And these ones, and Allah knows best, it, perhaps the ones whom Allah turned into monkeys are the ones who were doing the fishing on the Sabbath.
لأن من طبع القرد العبث.
Because the nature of the monkey is that they are constantly playing
والمشاغبة.
And causing problems.
ومن طبع الخنزير أنه لا غيرة عنده.
And from the nature of the pig, the swine, is that they have no jealousy.
فيكون والله أعلم ربما مسخ الذين سكتوا عن المنكر خنازير.
So, and Allah knows best, it is possible that the ones who did not speak out against the evil, they were the ones whom Allah turned into swine.
فالذي يسكت عن المنكر هذا ما عنده غيره.
Because the one who refrains from speaking out against evil, this person does not have any jealousy.
لذلك الإنسان يجب عليه أن يأمر بالمعروف وينهى عن المنكر على قدر استطاعته.
For this reason, it is obligatory upon the human being that they command the good and forbid the evil based on their ability.
فالإنسان يخاف وقت المعصية أن الله سبحانه وتعالى يعاقبه بهذه العقوبات التي ذكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنها ستكون في هذه الأمة كما كانت في الأمم السابقة.
So hence when the individual is feeling to disobey Allah, they need to remember and keep in mind that that they need to be afraid that Allah will punish them with some of this punishment that He punished the previous nations with, and whom the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that some individuals from this nation here will be punished with as well.
ذكر بعض العلماء أن رجلا من هذه الأمة كان يحدث بالحديث: ألا يخشى الذي يرفع رأسه قبل الإمام أن يحول الله صورته صورة حمار؟
There was some of the scholars mentioned that a man from this ummah, he used to narrate the narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, "The one who raises their head before the Imam and precedes the Imam in salah by raising their head before him, Allah will make his head like the head of a donkey."
فالإنسان إذا ركع الإمام قال سمع الله لمن حمده, الإنسان لا يرفع قبل الإمام حتى يقول الإمام سمع الله لمن حمده ويرتفع, لا يرفع رأسه قبل الإمام.
Because so the individual when they're making salah behind the Imam and the Imam raises his head and says سمع الله لمن حمده, the person is not to raise their head before the Imam or to precede him, he is to await the Imam to completely be in the standing position and then he raises his head after him.
وهذا الرجل قد درس الحديث.
And this individual, he had studied the narrations.
ليس عنده قلة معلومات.
He does not have a lack of knowledge.
لكن عنده قلة عقل.
But he had a lack of intellect.
ماذا فعل؟
What happened with him?
رفع رأسه قبل الإمام.
He raised his head before the Imam.
وهو يعلم الحديث.
And he knew the narration.
وجاءه شيء من الشك.
And he had a bit of doubt regarding the meaning of the narration.
فحول الله وجهه وجه حمار.
So Allah punished him by changing his face to the face of a donkey.
وصار يحدث الناس, هو تاب بعد ذلك.
He repented after doing this.
لكن بعد أن تحول وجهه.
But he only repented after Allah had already changed his face.
فكان يلبس القناع إذا حدث الناس.
So when he would narrate the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the people, he would tie his face up and wrap it and cover it.
ما كشف وجهه للناس أبدا.
He never showed his face to the people.
حتى سأله بعض الطلاب لماذا لم يكشف وجهه فأخبره القصة.
Until one of his students asked him, why don't you show your face? And then he told him the story.
فالعاقل الذي يمتنع عن المعاصي.
So the true intellectual is the one who refrains from the disobedience of Allah.
يفعل الواجبات ويبتعد عن المحرمات.
This individual, he fulfills the obligations and refrains from prohibitions.
وأعظم واجب,
and the greatest and grandest of obligations,
هو لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله.
Is the obligation of لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله with its conditions.
فإذا قال المسلم, قال الإنسان, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله, وهو يعلم معنى هاتين الكلمتين, فقد دخل في الإسلام.
So if the human being says la ilaha, I testify that la ilaha illallah and that Muhammad Rasulullah, he testifies this testimony knowing what it means, then this individual has entered into Islam.
وأعظم نعمة على العبد,
and the greatest blessing that a slave could have,
أن يهديه للإسلام,
is that Allah guide this person to Islam.
أعظم من نعمة السمع والبصر واللسان والجوارح.
This guidance is a greater blessing than the blessing of hearing and seeing and person having functional limbs and so forth.
لأنه إذا أسلم,
because if the individual enters into Islam,
عرف قيمة هذه الجوارح,
he will learn the significance of these limbs.
فلا يتكلم إلا بما يريد الله.
So hence this person will begin to not say except what Allah desires from them.
ولا يسمع إلا ما أباحه الله.
And they will not listen to except what Allah has allowed them to.
ولا يرى ويدقق إلا فيما أباح الله له.
And the person will not focus and look except at which Allah has allowed.
متى يعرف هذه الحقائق إذا أسلم؟
When will an individual know these true realities, they will know them when they become Muslim.
قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون.
Say to them, Allah said, say to them,
قل بفضل الله,
the blessing of Allah and His mercy, that has more of a right for them to be happy about. It is better for them than what they can gather from this world.
فالإنسان يحمد الله سبحانه وتعالى على نعمة الإسلام.
So the individual, they praise Allah and thank Him for blessing them with the blessing of Islam.
ويعلم أن كلمة إسلام يعني الاستسلام لله عز وجل.
And they acknowledge and recognize that the meaning of Islam, it is essentially to submit to what Allah desires.
مستسلم بمعنى ما أراده الله يفعله. لا يقول لا ولا يعارض. مستسلم.
The true person who has submitted and forfeited, this individual is the one who does what Allah desires of them. They do not say no, and they do not rebuttal. They do what they have been commanded. They are in a state of submission.
فهذه حقيقة الإسلام.
This is the true essence of Islam and its reality.
الاستسلام لله بالتوحيد.
It is to submit oneself to Allah with tawheed, with
والانقياد له بالطاعة.
And to adhere to Him with obedience.
والبراءة من الشرك وأهله.
And to disassociate oneself from shirk, polytheism and its people.
هذا هو الإسلام.
This is the reality of Islam.
وهو يسير على من يسره الله عليه.
And it is easy for the one whom Allah has made it easy upon.
لكن يحتاج إلى حزم وعزم.
But the individual, they need to have strong willpower and determination.
ولا طاقة للإنسان بشيء من الأعمال إلا بإعانة الله له.
And no individual has the ability to do anything except that Allah helps them.
لذلك دائما نقول يا الله اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك.
For this reason we are constantly saying, Oh Allah, give me aid in remembering you and thanking you and worshipping you goodly.
والله سبحانه وتعالى يقول في سورة الفاتحة نقرأها في كل صلاة إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
And Allah mentioned in the Quran in Surah Al-Fatiha, which we recite in every salah, You alone do we worship and You alone do we seek aid in.
ولا انفكاك للعبد عن الاستعانة بالله عز وجل في تحقيق أمور دينه ودنياه.
And the human being can never be independent from Allah, from Allah's aid in fulfilling what they desire of their dunya and their hereafter.
ففي الأمور التي لا يقدر عليها إلا الله لا يستعين إلا بالله.
So the things which the only one who can do them is Allah, and the only one who has the ability to fulfill them is Allah, they seek aid in fulfilling these things only with Allah.
يقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم,
the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned,
لعبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما,
to عبد الله بن عباس,
إذا استعنت, إذا سألت فاسأل الله,
if you ask, ask Allah,
وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله,
and if you seek aid in someone, seek it in Allah.
فلا نستعين إلا بالله.
We only seek aid in Allah.
فتعلق الإنسان بالله عز وجل موجب للسعادة في الدنيا والآخرة.
So an individual being clinging to Allah عز وجل, this is something which necessitates an individual's happiness in this life and the hereafter.
ومن أعظم ما يحبه الله ويرضاه أن تستعين به.
And one of the greatest things that Allah loves and is pleased with from you is that you seek aid in Him.
فالله عز وجل إله كريم.
Because Allah عز وجل, He is a very generous Lord.
هو الذي إذا سألته أحبك.
He is the one whom if you ask him, he will begin to love you.
وإذا لم تسأله غضب عليك.
And if you do not ask him, he becomes angry with you.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned.
من لم يسأل الله يغضب عليه.
Whoever does not ask Allah, Allah will become angry with this individual.
الإنسان الآن في الدنيا من الناس إذا سألته يغضب.
The human being in this life, if you ask them, they become angry. Except for the true believer.
لو قلت لإنسان أعطيني مال, أعطيني ألف دولار.
If you say to someone, give me $1,000, for example, they become angry.
ما يعطيك إلا إذا كنت عملت شيئا تستحق ذلك له.
They generally wouldn't give you any of that except if you did something in return for you to be justified to take that.
بني الآدمي إذا أكثرت عليه من السؤال يغضب.
The human being, if you continuously ask a person, they will eventually become upset.
الله عز وجل بخلاف ذلك.
But Allah is contrary to that.
يريدك أن تسأله.
He wants you to ask him.
وإذا لم تسأل يغضب.
And if you do not ask him, he becomes angry.
وإذا أكثرت من السؤال أحبك أكثر.
And if you continually ask him and ask him a lot, that's when he becomes happy with you.
كم بقي العشاء؟
نصف ساعة.
نصف ساعة. طيب. الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام ذكر قصة آخر رجل يدخل الجنة من أهل النار.
The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he mentioned the story of the last human being to leave the hellfire.
تويش
يخرج من النار
من أهل الجنة
من أهل الجنة.
أيوة.
The last human being to leave the hellfire from the people of paradise.
ممن الموحدين.
From the people of monotheism.
لكن عنده معاصي أوجبت له النار.
But what happened? He committed sins which obligated that he enter the hellfire for a time.
إيمانه ضعيف جدا.
His faith was very very weak.
على الصراط يزحف على وجهه ويديه ورجليه.
And when he was trying to walk across the bridge over hell, he was crawling and pulling himself and dragging himself on his face and hands and legs.
والنار عريضة.
And the fire is very, very broad and wide.
والصراط طويل.
And the bridge over it is very long.
وهذا يزحف.
And this individual is crawling and dragging himself.
وذكر الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام أنه يمسك مرة الصراط بيده واليد الأخرى في النار تسقط.
And the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that this individual sometimes he will be hanging into the fire. One of his hands is holding on to the bridge, and the other is in the fire.
وتعلق يد وتسقط ورجل وتعلق رجل وتسقط رجل.
And sometimes he's hanging on with one of his legs and the other leg is in the fire.
وتخمشه النار كلاليب وضعها رب العزة والجلال حول الصراط تخمش من يمر على الصراط من هؤلاء.
And the fire all the while is taking bites out of this individual as Allah has designed for the fire these types of hooks that will hook upon an individual and scrape them and take from their flesh.
فإذا عبر إلى نهاية الصراط ووصل إلى نهاية النار يأتي إلى أرض قبل باب الجنة.
So if the individual, when the individual passes over the bridge and they get to the end of the bridge over the hellfire, they reach a land which is before paradise.
فيقف بعدما يعبر على الصراط يقف ويلتفت إلى النار ويقول الحمد لله.
So after he gets over the bridge, he will stand in this land and he will look at the fire and say الحمد لله.
لقد أعطاني الله ما لم يعطي أحدا من العالمين.
Allah today, Allah has given me something that He has not given anyone else but me.
لقد نجاني الله منك بعدما أراني ما فيك.
Allah has saved me from you, speaking to the fire. Allah has saved me from you after showing me what is in you.
ويكون قد احترق جسده عند مواضع السجود.
And he is all burned up and charcoaled except for the places of sujood on his body.
وهذا الأذان؟
هذا الوقت الأذان.
وقت الأذان؟
نعم.
تؤذن؟ يؤذنون؟
يذهب.
أذن؟ عند من الأذان؟ أذن. ثم يغسله الله عز وجل بماء يقال له ماء الحياة.
And then Allah, after he comes out charcoaled and burnt up except for the places of sujood on his body, Allah will rinse him off in a water which is called the water of life, or
تذهب الحروق. لا ماء.
ماء نعم. The water of life. And when he rinses him off with this, the charcoaled parts and the charred part of his body will go away.
فيأتي Burns. فيجد باب الجنة قد أغلق.
So he will walk up to paradise after this, and he will find that the gates of paradise are locked.
فيجلس عند باب الجنة.
So he will sit there at the gates.
فيسمع صوت أهل الجنة.
And from behind the gates he will hear the sounds of the people of paradise.
فيقول يا ربي أدخلني الجنة.
Then he will say, Oh my Lord, enter me into paradise.
فيقول الله له ألم أنجك من النار.
So Allah will say to him, Didn't I save you from the fire?
قال له إذن امنع عني صوت أهل الجنة. خلاص أنا أبقى برا بس لا تسمعني صوت أهل الجنة.
So when Allah tells him this, he will say, Well then, please stop me from hearing the sounds of the people of paradise. I will stay at the gates, but just don't let me hear them.
فأدخله الله الجنة.
So Allah will enter him into paradise.
لما دخل الجنة رأى قصرا.
When he entered paradise, when he enters paradise, he saw a mansion.
فقال يا ربي أعطني ذاك القصر.
So he then said, Oh my Lord, give me that castle.
فيقول الله له يا عبدي ألم أنجك من النار وأدخلك الجنة.
So then Allah will say to him, My slave, didn't I save you from the fire and enter you into paradise?
قال وعزتك لا أسألك شيئا غيره بس أعطيني يعني هذا القصر.
So he will say, I swear by your izzah that I will not ask you for anything else after this. Just give me this castle and I won't ask you for anything else.
فأعطاه القصر.
So Allah gave him the castle.
لما أخذ القصر وجلس فيه.
So when he took it and he sat inside of it,
رأى قصرا أكبر منه.
He saw a bigger castle and mansion.
فقال يا رب ذاك القصر.
So he said, "Oh my Lord, I actually want that other one."
فقال يا عبدي أما حلفت بعزتي ألا تسألني شيئا غير ذلك القصر؟
He said, "My slave, didn't you swear by my honor and might that you wouldn't ask me for another castle?"
قال وعزتك لا أسألك شيئا غيره.
He said, "I swear again by your izzah, by your might and honor that I won't ask you for another thing."
فيعطيه الله ثاني قصر.
So Allah will give him the next mansion.
فيرى قصرا ثالثا أكبر وأضخم وأجمل من القصرين.
So then he will see a third castle that is bigger and more luxurious and grander than the first two.
فيقول ربي ذاك القصر.
So he will say, "Oh my Lord, actually I want that one."
فيقول الله له يا عبدي أما حلفت بعزتي ألا تسألني شيئا غيره؟
So Allah will say to him, "My slave, didn't you swear by my izzah that you wouldn't ask me for anything other than this?"
قال وعزتك لا أسألك شيئا غيره.
He said, "I swear now for sure that I won't ask you for anything other than this."
فيعطيه الله القصر الثالث.
So Allah will then give him the third castle.
ثم يسكت.
And then he will be quiet.
أنا لماذا أوردت هذه القصة؟
He said, "Why did I mention this story to you?"
هذا الحديث الصحيح.
And this authentic narration to you.
لأبين أن النبي صلى الله أن الله سبحانه وتعالى يحب من عباده أن يلحوا في السؤال.
To show you that Allah and to articulate to you that Allah loves it when His slaves continuously ask Him.
فلما سكت هذا الرجل.
So when this man then was silent,
قال الله له يا عبدي لماذا لا تسألني؟
Allah said to him, "My slave, why don't you ask me anymore?"
فقال لقد استحييت من كثرة حلفي بعزتك.
He said, he will reply to Allah, "I'm actually now ashamed from how much I'm swearing by your might and honor."
فقال الله له.
So Allah said to him,
أيرضيك أن يكون لك مثل ملك عشرة ملوك من ملوك الدنيا؟
He will say to him, "Would it not please you to get the kingdom of 10 of the kings of the earth and their dominion?"
فقال الرجل لله عز وجل أتهزأ بي وأنت رب العالمين.
So the man will then say to Allah, "Are you making fun of me and you are the Lord of the creation?"
فضحك الله عز وجل لما قالت هذا العبد.
So Allah will then smile at that what this man has said.
والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ابتسم لما ذكر هذا الكلام.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he narrated this narration, he likewise smiled.
ثم قال الله له.
And then Allah said to him, this slave,
وَلَكَ مُلْكُ مَمْتَدَّ إِلَيْهِ بَصَرُكُ.
And also for you is the dominion of anything that you can see.
هذا أقل أهل الجنة نعيما.
This individual, he is the least and in the lowest part of the paradise, from the people of paradise.
لماذا?
Why is that?
بسبب أنه قال لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله.
He was given all of this because he said لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله.
مع قلة عمله.
Even though he didn't have that many good deeds.
وكثرة معاصيه.
And had a lot of sins and disobediences.
فكيف بالذي لم يعص الله؟
So how much more for the one who does not disobey Allah?
كيف بالذي عصى ثم تاب وأناب ورجع؟
How much more so for the one who has repented and turned back to Allah and returned to the path?
أعظم مرتبة في الجنة وأعلى.
This person has the highest level of paradise and level. And
نسأل الله عز وجل أن نكون من أهل الفردوس.
We ask Allah to make us from the inhabitants of the highest level of paradise, al-Firdaus.
فأهم شيء أن نحافظ على الإسلام.
The most important thing is that we be mindful and guardful of our Islam and protective.
فإنكم في ديار غربة.
Because you all are in a strange land.
أنتم تعيشون في بلاد الكفار كثيرون.
You are living in a land where the non-Muslims are very numerous.
والمسلمون قلة.
And the Muslims are very few.
فلا تزيدوا قلتكم فرقة.
So do not increase and do not have on top of your small numbers. Do not put on top of your small numbers disunity.
كونوا إخوة مسلمين متحابين.
Be brothers who love one another and Muslims.
لكن لا يمكن أن يجتمع المسلمون على قلب واحد.
But it is not possible for the Muslims to unite upon one heart.
إلا إذا فهموا معنى لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله وطبقوا ذلك.
The only way this is possible is if they say لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله and they know the meanings of it and implement their meanings.
ولا يجتمعون إلا إذا كانوا للكتاب والسنة محكمين.
And they will never be united until their source of until they are taking their affairs back and relating their affairs and referring their affairs back to the Quran and the Sunnah.
الرجوع إلى الكتاب والسنة.
It is all about returning to back to the Quran and the Sunnah.
واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا.
And Allah has commanded by saying, and hold all of you to the rope of Allah and do not become divided.
فالسعادة في القرآن والسنة.
So true happiness is found in the Quran and the Sunnah.
واجتماع المسلمين واتحادهم بالكتاب والسنة.
And the unity of the Muslims and their mustering together is done by way of the Quran and the Sunnah.
على فهم السلف الصالح.
With the understanding of the righteous predecessors.
فإن الصحابة رضي الله عنهم.
Because the companions, may Allah be pleased with all of them.
وهم أئمة السلف.
And they are the leaders of the predecessors.
شاهدوا الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام وهو ينزل عليه القرآن.
They witnessed the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم while the Quran was being sent down to him and revealed.
وشاهدوا الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يطبق القرآن.
And they also witnessed him as he was implementing the Quran.
عائشة رضي الله عنها لما سئلت عن خلق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ماذا قالت؟
عائشة رضي الله عنها when she was asked about the character of the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, what was her reply?
ماذا قالت؟ قالت كان خلقه القرآن.
What did she reply? She said his character was the Quran.
وقال تعالى وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم.
And Allah said regarding him, and indeed you are upon great character.
والصحابة رضي الله عنهم قد رضي الله عنهم.
And the companions, may Allah be pleased with them, Allah has been pleased with them.
وكلهم في الجنة.
And all of them are in paradise.
وكل وعد الله الحسنى.
And every one of them, Allah said, every one of them, He has promised them good and goodness.
وما كانوا يبتدعون بدعة في الدين.
And they never used to innovate a single innovation in the religion.
بل كانوا يحاربون البدع.
Rather, instead they used to fight against innovation.
ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر.
And command the good and forbid the evil.
ويطبقون الإسلام قولا وعملا.
And they used to implement Islam speech-wise and action-wise.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم خير الناس قرني.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said the best of people is my generation.
ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم.
And then those who come after them and then those who come after them.
فالنجاة باتباع الكتاب والسنة على فهم السلف الصالح.
So success and salvation is gained by way of the Quran and Sunnah, following the Quran and Sunnah with the understanding of the righteous predecessors.
إذن بارك الله فيكم نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يسعدنا في الدنيا والآخرة بطاعته يسعدنا في الدنيا بطاعته وفي الآخرة بجنته ورضوانه ونسأله سبحانه وتعالى أن يوفقنا للعلم النافع والعمل الصالح.
So may Allah bless all of you. We ask Allah to make us happy with righteous deeds in our dunya and to make us happy with His paradise in the hereafter. And that He grant us success to implement the Quran and Sunnah with the understanding of the righteous predecessors.
وأنا أتيتكم من مدينة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لماذا؟
And I came all the way here to you all from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم city for what reason؟
لأتدارس معكم لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله.
I came for the mere reason of discussing with you all the meanings of لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله.
ولأني قرأت في الكتاب الكريم قول الله تعالى وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى.
And I also came here because I read in Allah's great book His command when He said and aid one another in goodness, in righteousness and goodness.
وقول الله تعالى والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر.
And Allah also said the believing men and women, they are from one another, they command good and they are the alliance of one another, they command good and forbid evil.
وقول الله تعالى إنما المؤمنون إخوة.
And the statement of Allah as well, indeed the believers are merely brothers.
وجئت لأتعلم معكم ما هي التقوى التي تفاضل بين الناس.
And I also came to research with you all and to discuss with you all what is this affair of taqwa which the people are in different ranks regarding.
قال تعالى يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O human being, we have created you from a single man and a single woman, and we have evolved you into tribes and nations so that you can know one another and identify one another. Indeed, the most virtuous from amongst you is the most righteous.
وقول الله تعالى كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, you were the best of nations which were brought out for the people, commanding the good and forbidding the evil and believing in Allah.
وأعظم فائدة من فوائد الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر.
And the greatest of benefits from amongst the numerous benefits of commanding the good and forbidding the evil,
أنك أنها تذكرك أنت يا من تأمر بالمعروف وتنهى عن المنكر تذكرك أنت بالمعروف فتفعله وبالمنكر فتجتنبه.
One of its greatest benefits is that you, the one who is commanding the good or forbidding the evil, it reminds you of good so that you will do it, and it also reminds you, it is a reminder for yourself of evil so that you will abstain from it.
إذا أنت رأيت شخصا يسمع الغناء.
If you see somebody, for example, listening to music.
يا أخي اتق الله هذا حرام لا يجوز.
Oh my brother, اتق الله, observe the taqwa of Allah. This is forbidden. This is not permissible.
ثم أنت إذا ذهبت إلى البيت تريد تسمع الغناء تذكرت يا عبد الله هذا حرام لا تسمع الغناء.
So when you go home and then you have a desire to listen to music, you will remember that, O slave of Allah, this is impermissible, this is forbidden.
فنصيحتك لغيرك في الأساس هي لنفسك.
So we see that your advice to others is in fact an advice for yourself.
فأعظم واعظ للنفس الداعي لما يدعو الناس هو إنما يعظ ماذا؟ يعظ ماذا؟ نفسه.
So the one who is admonishing the people, indeed he is actually admonishing himself.
نسأل الله عز وجل يوفقني وإياكم لما يحب ويرضاه وأن يجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. والله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين.
And we ask Allah to grant us success to what He loves and what He is pleased with, and that He make us of those who hear this.